A bipartisan group of senators is urging President Trump to reconsider his decision to pull all 2,000 U.S. troops out of Syria. The president made the surprise announcement yesterday, and this morning he said it's time for other countries to do the fighting. Joining us now is Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, ranking member on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator, 24 hours later, what are you thinking about the news that President Trump is pulling troops out of Syria?
It's a strategic mistake of the first order, and the way it was done doesn't allow for any thoughtful or careful implementation. It really provides a tremendous advantage to our regional antagonists, the Iranians, the Assad government, the Russians, and it seems to be more impulsive than thoughtful. And frankly, it's going to be reverberating for months and months and months, not just in Syria, but in Iraq, in Jordan, and around the world. I think the value of our military cooperation has been diminished simply because it's now so unpredictable whether we'll stay the course or maintain, you know, support for units that have fought with us.
Why do you say it's impulsive? What do you think led to it?
I think it's a series of issues that had very little to do with the advice of his experts or a rational, thoughtful process. I think the president has reflexively tried to deflect bad news in other areas, such as the sentencing fiasco with General Flynn, by doing something dramatic. And so this was the most dramatic thing he could do. None of this has anything to do with strategy or diplomacy or sound military policy. It's all the president, it's all impulsive, and it's all, I think, going to be very detrimental to our position in the world.
Your colleague, Republican Senator Rand Paul, said yesterday that he's happy to see the president declare victory and bring our troops out of a war. The president has said, you know, we've been putting American troops in danger in Syria, spending too much money in Syria. This is similar, you know, argument to what Democrats said about the need to pull troops out of Iraq, something that President Obama did in 2011. What about those arguments?
Well, I think, first of all, one of the realities of our presence in Syria is our forward defense for the struggling efforts in Iraq to reconstitute a government after the ISIS uprising and to get onto a path of stability and the ability to maintain their own defense. So the irony here is that one of the countries that appears to be making some limited progress now, with our help, international help also, is Iraq, and that all could be flushed down the drain. I think it's interesting to note, in terms of President Obama's removal of troops, President George Bush signed an agreement with the Iraqi government in 2008. Stating that all American forces would be out by the end of 2011.
Right.
President Obama, let's be very clear, wanted to get the troops out, but the conditions he had to deal with were a pre-agreed time deadline established by President Bush, and ironically, not many of my colleagues on the other side were very strongly critical of President Bush, but very critical of President Obama. I think, though, you know, looking back, and again, this is what's so difficult to comprehend. Looking back, I think the withdrawal of those troops clearly led to the rise of ISIS. Our inability to have leverage with the Iraqi government led to the rise of ISIS. And then we had to spend a long and difficult process and with thousands and thousands of Iraqis suffering and American casualties to push ISIS out. Having learned that painful lesson, the president seems to be disregarding it totally. His own nominees, the new CENTCOM commander, testified before my committee that there's still 20 to 30,000 ISIS personnel in Syria. They've been degraded significantly. We're closing in on them. But essentially now we've given them a pass.
Have you talked to the White House, to the Pentagon, about this decision? And do you think that minds may be changed?
As the National Security Advisor called me, Ambassador Bolton, I made it very clear I thought it was a very poor strategic decision with very, very significant ramifications. He did not protest mightily. He just simply communicated. That was the presidential tweet. You know, I think the staff appreciates that not only the immediate consequences, but the long-term consequences of our position in that area. But they essentially are following the president's decision.
That is Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, ranking member on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator, thank you.
Thank you very much.